This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It wasn't supposed to be goodbye today, Hugh.
Was not supposed to be goodbye today.
We were supposed to be getting ready for game one of a World Series.
Yes.
Talking to Scott about the matchup against the Rangers or the Astros. We didn't know at that point. But it was not supposed to be goodbye. Unfortunately, it is, at least for now. But we're glad to have Scott Fransky on today to go through the emotions with us and obviously look forward to a big offseason here with the Phillies. Scott, how you doing today?
How you doing, Scott?
Really?
Yeah, we.
Yeah, Kyle's in charge of the music.
We're sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, partner.
No, it sucks. Believe me, it sucks. Yeah, we were supposed to be somewhere else today, but first thing I thought of when my alarm went off this morning was getting the kids on the bus. I was thinking, you know, we're all supposed to be in Texas right now.
Oh, no question about it, Scott. For you, like for you personally, what do you feel the momentum switched? Because you know it switched. So where was the turning point for you?
Well, I mean, it's easy to say, you know, games three and four. Obviously, the Diamondbacks made a bit of a statement there saying that they weren't going to go quietly. Mm-hmm. But I still thought, I mean, 3-2 coming home, two games left, I thought it was the Phillies series. It really was. And, you know, they didn't hit. And obviously, that was the difference there in those last two games.
It was, and Arizona seemed to go back to their brand of baseball. Scott, that felt like a big difference, especially 6 and 7. You know, they didn't run much early in this series, and then it felt like they didn't stop running at the end. Not only did the series shift, it felt like the style of the series shifted a lot the last couple games.
Yeah, I mean, and part of that was, you know, not – you know, the Phillies had been so good at jumping on opponents early, and the fact that there wasn't a whole lot of that those last 2 days, I mean, they had the 1-2-1 lead, I guess. It was pretty brief. But I think that allows Arizona to play that style of baseball. I think if they're down early, they're less inclined to take risks on the bases and be uber aggressive on the bases. But once they're up, and they're feeling the momentum. I thought by game seven, you know, game six was one thing. You know, the stolen bases, you know, you could kind of explain each one of those away. But I thought in game seven, it was without a doubt, it was their style. You know, first to third, taking an extra base, pushing the envelope. They definitely took it to the Phillies in that final game.
You know, I'm kind of curious. 36 games, 36, 37, somewhere around there. 30 plus, I should say. At first base, how do you think Bryce Harper did his first time at first base?
I thought it was great. And, you know, it's amazing to me that we got to the playoffs in the end of the season and we never had to really discuss things that he was doing wrong. You know, there was, maybe one coverage there and they sort of, you know, the pitcher still covered. So, you know, Harper went too wide of the bag, I thought. But, you know, that was the big worry, that all the nuanced things about first base would get in the way, and they just didn't. And I think by the end, by that, you know, whatever that number was, it wasn't like you were worried about him. You just expected him to play well at first base. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but obviously that's kind of a linchpin for going forward, deciding what Harper's going to do. Is he going to be an outfielder again, or is he going to be at first base? So, that's kind of the first domino in my mind to fall in terms of how you structure the offseason and how you plan for what you're going to, what moves you might be ready to make.
I agree with you on that, Scott. And it feels like a linchpin for the short term and the long term because, you know, he's signed up here for a long time, and to decide what he is, you know, the short term, clearly how they fit all the other pieces around him, that's a big deal. But the long term, what's best for him to keep him on the field? You know, he's had a bunch of injuries the last couple of years, and the more he's on the field, clearly the better the Phillies are. Scott, when you think about it, yesterday they mentioned both Topper and Dombrowski that they will talk to him about it. He obviously has that stature within the team and his contract. But how do you think this goes down? Do you think it's just a matter of he says, I want to do this, or he tells them what he thinks and then they make a decision? Because it's obviously a big one.
I honestly believe that if they ask him flat out what he wants to do, he'll say, I'll do what's best for the team. And if the move presents itself that is, you know, getting a different first baseman or getting Reese back, then I think he's willing to accept, you know, the outfield again. I really do believe that Bryce Harper will do whatever it takes, whatever he believes, whatever the organization believes will be the best fit. You know, I mean, I look at it, I don't, you know, Rob kind of mentioned it yesterday. I mean, is first base the thing that's going to lengthen his career? I don't know. I mean, he does a lot of moving around, and he's an aggressive player, and he's jumping and diving and falling over rails and everything else. I mean, he's going to play that way at first. He's going to play that way in right. He's going to play that way in left. Wherever you put him, that's how he plays. That's who he is. So, you know, the injury thing is sometimes that's just bad luck. I don't know. Do the medical people say, you know, it would put a lot less stress on his elbow if we put him at first base? I don't know. But I'm with you. That's a big thing that they have to figure out. Bryce, when he was asked about it, it was either the first or the second series of the playoffs. And he kind of spoke right away like, yeah, I'm an outfielder and I'll go back there. And I just kind of did this to help the team. And it sounded like he was talking like, you know, Reese would be back and these kinds of things. And maybe he's just hopeful Reese will be back. I know he likes him and he likes him as a teammate. Who wouldn't? So I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Got a lot of questions yesterday about the chasing by the batters at the end of the series. I really particularly felt like Turner and Castellanos just got in those ruts where they get into, where they swing at everything. Castellanos probably the worst of it down the stretch. And questions about style. And where do you come down on this? Like, do you think they need to, I don't know if it's subtracting or more adding a different style of player? Because the way I view it is the best teams in October grind at bats. And the Phillies have a lot of those guys. Bryce grinds. I think Stott is a grinder and a bat. Schwarber, even though he strikes out a bunch, does. But they also have guys that just will go three pitches and they strike out sometimes, like Castellanos. Do you think they need another grinder, which Rhys Hoskins is? I mean, if they decide to bring him back. But it felt like that was an issue towards the end.
Yeah, I think anytime a pitcher can get an easy out on just a few pitches, that's you know, a feather in their cap, and that's a momentum boost for them. And I think we saw that a lot, you know, the back half of that series, just too many quick outs. And I thought, you know, the first time they faced Brandon Fought, I think they admittedly, you know, Kevin Long said, you know, I don't think we had a great game plan against them. And, you know, that's on everybody. That's not just the hitters. That's the coaches. That's the people who put the plans together, but they felt like they were going to get some mistakes to hit. And they did. The guy pitched well. But it maybe wasn't the best game plan because they found themselves, you know, in a hole, 0-2, and now they're having to chase that slider off the plate, slider, sweeper, whatever you want to call it. Then they're having to chase a little bit more. So to me, just for myself, it never hurts to add a player like that has those kinds of at-bats. And if that's Reese or if that's somebody else, I think it would be I think it would be really advantageous for the Phillies to add somebody like that.
And
it might have to come at somebody else's expense.
It could. There's only so many places, right? Especially if Reese comes back. I mean, how do you fit the whole puzzle together? We're talking to Scott Fransky here on a Fransky Friday. We've had him all season. We wrap up today. Scott, when you look at the offseason, the other big thing, of course, is Aaron Nola. You know, if they don't bring him back, they need someone else. And I feel like it's going to almost come down to a matter of how many years does he want? Because I think they have the money to re-sign him at market value, somewhere around $30 million a year probably. I don't think that'll be a problem. The question is years. He's so durable, and it's like a two-edged sword. You know, do you double-edged sword? Do you think he will continue to be durable, or has he used up all his pitches? He's thrown a lot of innings by age 31. You wonder how many years he has left, and I feel like that's going to be a big part of this whole thing.
Yeah, the years will be a part of it. And the other part of it, you know, there's really no predicting that. You can go based on history of other players, but, you know, you're just talking about a forward-looking statement when it comes to Aaron Nola, and maybe Nola's an outlier, right? Maybe Nola will remain as durable as he's ever been. I don't know. There's no way to predict that. So it comes down to whatever the organization, whatever Dave Dombrowski is comfortable with in terms of that length. And you know, past, you know, precedent tells you there's not a whole lot of guys that throw that many innings well into their 30s, especially if they've had the kind of track record that he does. But again, maybe he's the outlier. But that's, to me, that's huge, because you obviously you built your whole postseason rotation around a top two. So if not him, who, right? Who else is out there that you can go get on the free agent market? Maybe not. Maybe there's something on the trade market you could do that could approximate what Nola did and who Nola is. But you know, again, I think the devil you know and the devil you don't, right? You got a long track record with Aaron. You know who he is. You know what he's about. And I think that says a lot. And then the players in the clubhouse know who he is and what he's about. And he fits with them. So I like Aaron Nola. I've always been a Nola fan. And I'd like to see the Phillies re-sign him. But, you know, it ain't my money and it ain't my job to have to figure those things out. So, if not him, who? That's my question.
It's a big one, and the trade market probably makes the most sense, if not Noel there. All right, let's end with this, Scott. Tonight's game one of the World Series. What's it like for you? Will you watch? Are you into it? I mean, obviously the Texas being in there probably gives you a different feeling on it, but what's it like for you after the run with the Phillies ends? Are you kind of, do you shut the TV off, or are you into the series?
I'm more of probably a shut the TV off. I don't know. I mean, again, it's not like I've just watched a lot of baseball and generally, like, let's say the Phillies aren't in the playoffs. I rarely ever check in on the early rounds. I'll see what the scores are. I'll see who's advancing. And then I'll kind of come back to it near the end. And I would imagine this will be the same kind of thing. You know, the Rangers play-by-play voice was the guy I grew up listening to. He was my mentor. Eric Nadel has been there since, you know, the late 70s, early 80s. You know, for his sake, I hope he gets to call it. And if he does, I'll be listening for sure. Because of my connection to him. But yeah, I it's not appointment TV for me if it's on, if I've got time, but you know, right now for me, I kind of check out and maybe hang with the kids a little bit more.
Well, Scott, enjoy it. We've enjoyed the calls. It was a great run, just like last year. Unfortunately, didn't end the right way, but great run. Scott, we appreciate all the spots this season. I'm sure we'll catch up soon. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. It's been a blast. We'll talk to you again in the spring.
There we go. Scott Fransky there. I've really enjoyed the Fransky Fridays on this show. He's been a big part of the show.
Yeah. Very forceful.
You going to make us sad now?
I'm going to miss Scott. Miss the Phils.